I've always heard.
Welcome to New Realities with Alan Steinfeld. Each week I bring people to this program that I feel are really at the cutting edge of a new spiritual revolution. That is a revolution of the body, mind, and spirit. And we are moving into more accelerated times. And part of the ancient ways are coming back to us. Part of the old technologies and our natural, organic way of being is being remembered by the spirit. And someone who has really devoted his life to this ancient and modern way is my guest tonight. His name is Hira Ratan Man, or HRM. He's from India, from Kerala, India, and he has really developed the practice of sun gazing, and he claims the sun will heal all if you look at it at the right time of day, an hour before sunset and an hour after sunrise, and it is the healing component for our whole body and mind and spirit. And the other side effect of that is that you can start to detach from eating food, so you can actually live on sunlight. So we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about his history and this amazing gift of the sun. Thank you, Hira, for being here. The first question I'd like to ask you is, this development of this technology, how did it come to you? Talk to us.
It's an ancient practice. I just got hints from some of the people, and then I analyzed, went through old texts of different cultures, and then applied my mind and formed a protocol, and so it has become a science now.
So give us a little foundation of the protocol.
So it is, you have to gaze at the sun during safe hours of the sun, within 1 hour of sunrise or within 1 hour before sunset, or whenever ultraviolet index of the sun is less than 2. And start by 10 seconds, and every day go on increasing little by little. You can do it, be regular, you can be irregular. And light that enters through the eye and reaches the brain, activates the brain, and efficiency of the brain gets raised. And as the brain becomes more efficient, our health improves.
So, and then it's a progress. You say you do it for 270 days. Which is the period of where in the womb, and after 270 days, increasing 10 seconds at a time, up to 45 minutes maximum, we have that sunlight infused.
So
we are fully charged then, he says. And then what exactly does that do to the brain? Talk about the pineal pituitary system.
The brain has important endocrine glands, the neurons, the cells in the brain. The pineal gland, the pituitary, hypothalamus, thalamus, amygdala, and also the 7 chakras are represented in the brain. So it is the energy that brain is lacking that we are having all these problems. And by sun gazing, the light from the sun through the eye reaches the brain, it charges all parts of the brain, and all endocrine glands get strengthened, especially the pineal. Our soul sits in the pineal gland. And if that gets strengthened, the soul can remain there longer, so age span increases. Pituitary is governing the brain, so brain remains stronger. Hypothalamus is for hunger and satiety, so man can hibernate. Thalamus, different emotions originate, and from non-toxic, the toxic elements, it becomes non-toxic thoughts we get. And amygdala makes all different beams of light coming through two eyes into one laser, and that laser becomes the nectar or elixir for life. So this, in a way, sun gazing charges systematically, the entire body.
Okay. Another benefit is this, what we talked about, no food. So you've been studied by medical universities, and what did they conclude? Go over the study.
I have been studied thrice by different doctors, one for 211 days only on water in India. Again, a major observation was done in India for 411 days. And third observation was done in the United States at Philadelphia by doctors and scientists interested from a group of Thomas Jefferson European universities. And they all say this is possible, but they are still unable to give out the explanation how body can survive. But the simple explanation is that solar radiation is the original food of humanity. What we eat is a secondary source. So if human body can receive sunlight directly, we can survive.
It's amazing. But so you're saying that they can, they know that, they studied you, they know it's possible, they don't have any explanation to how.
It's very difficult to give explanation because the mainstream medical science still is against the sunlight, so they are all afraid to come out in the open, but slowly things are getting better, and many doctors have started accepting the fact that sunlight is the source of energy and body can sustain on it.
But how do they prove it?
Well, proving is only when a lot of other people also come in the field, and that is what is happening, we can get the science established.
How do you explain it?
I explain it because the body requires energy. Instead of drawing energy from the traditional food, we are drawing energy directly from the sun. In the past, a lot of people have done. Edgar Cayce also writes in his books, our ancestors lived on sunlight in the past. Day is not far off, and again we live on the sunlight. So what was the missing link that I only revived it? It is not at all impossible for anyone to live on sunlight.
But then let me ask you, if it was part of our original structure, what is the purpose of the digestive system?
Well, the purpose of the digestive system is for so many other things. In ancient days, we hear the people are moving from one planet to another planet by their own body being lifted, levitated, and all those things. So all our body parts are meant for some other purposes and not for food. Some or other, mistakenly, we have gone on the food side, but once food disappears and all system gets cleansed, man will have lot of other powers.
So it's these other powers that ultimately we're interested in, because we need the sunlight to be a vehicle, because we have the divinity within us. So part of what is so amazing about what you're doing is that you're showing us a new way, a new paradigm for living. I think it's very important. And I think you've had help along the way, it seems like. You've met some of the great masters of our time. You want to talk about, first of all, your meeting with the mother of Aurobindo's ashram, and then you met Babaji, and then you're from the hometown of Amma. Why is it you keep running into these high spiritual masters?
No, I'm not running to meet them. Accidentally, I have met them. Yeah, it was coincidence, whatever you can call it, but I never attempted to reach at them. It was just by mere chance that I met all these people, and I still go on meeting a lot of people.
But tell us how you got to Aurobindo's ashram.
Oh, it was an accidentally in 1962. I went for my shipping work, and there I happened to have audience with the mother, and mother was the first person to hint me at the powers of the sun. She gave me literature written by Aurobindo, and that is how I am in this field now.
So you met the mother of Aurobindo's ashram in Pondicherry, who was a French woman who attained a beautiful state of enlightenment and awakening, and she left her family in France, she left everything, and she went to live with Aurobindo at the ashram and became what is known as the mother. Beautiful, beautiful woman and beautiful being. And you happen to meet, you're one of the few people who have met her. And she said, gave you a hint about this living on sunlight. So what did she say, and where? How did you take it from what she said to you to this next phase?
Well, she just encouraged me that the books written by Aurobindo on sunlight and also the ancient practices, how people made use of it, and they were happy. They lived even without food, without any problems, with any diseases, and how everyone had total health of her mind, body, and spirit. And that was the beginning of my entering into the sun-gazing practice and finding more and more truth hidden in it. And now the world knows what the sun-gazing does for the human health.
But how will you make that first step? Was it for you scared, afraid to make that step?
No, I was not at all scared. I was a little curious only. And so, something after reading for nearly 30 years on different cultures, I got the courage and then started sun gazing. I was not at all scared of the thing.
Mm-hmm. So you just started doing it, and you developed a protocol. How did you develop this protocol, and how did you know that 45 minutes was the maximum time that we should stare?
This is all ancient practices. That's what I say, that I have never discovered it. The practices are in tit and bits, spread over different cultures, and also I applied my mind and linked them into it, and I have not invented or anything. That is what I very openly say, that I have just revived an age-old practice, and the ancient days people are doing similar practices. It was just for me to apply my mind and know its understanding and then revive it. That's what I have done.
Okay, great, beautiful, beautiful. So you say never look at the moon, you say don't do the moon gazing.
No, moon gazing doesn't help at all. Moon gazing doesn't help at all because we have the word lunatic, and we know the effects of moon are very bad, and only just for relaxation or some enjoyment you can do it sometimes, but you never get positive energy from the moon.
So the moon has a reverse effect. You don't do the same practice with the moon because it will have a negative effect. So when you started doing this, you said you were depressed, you were manic, and this healed everything for you. That's beautiful. And the other thing I want to just talk to you briefly about is you meeting with Babaji. Tell me what the circumstances of the real Babaji were.
Well, I accidentally met Babaji on March 4, 1995. It was somewhere in Rishikesh in the Himalayas. And there were a lot of other people also with me. And he blessed me. There were very few people blessed on that day, and that was the first meeting. Then again, in December 20, 1998, I happened to see Babaji at the same place, but that time there was no other further blessings or anything, just I had glimpses of the Babaji.
So what was he blessing you for? Was it blessing you for this work you're doing?
Yes, he was blessing for the work that I am doing, and because of his blessings, I believe my work is spreading all over the world.
But tell me a little bit what Babaji was like. What did he look like? What was the feeling around him?
No, Babaji was in serenity. He was totally calm. It similarly looked like the picture in the Yogananda's autobiography. But a little older, you know, in autobiography Yogi, he looks very young. Here, the eyes, hands, and everything were in a similar position. The eye, especially the eyes looking towards the sky. But he looks little older. That was the only difference. But the atmosphere in and around him was very peaceful and calm. According to the local people, he may be between 400-450 years.
And does he come back and forth dimensionally?
No, he's more or less stationed at the same place. A lot of people see him.
But where is that exactly?
Oh, it is exactly 8 kilometers from Rishikesh on a road to the Himalayan city of Badrinath. And a lot of people go and see him.
But talk to me about immortality.
Immortality comes, as the science says, it is through the pineal gland. If pineal gland gets charged with the sunlight, immortality comes. That was the practice in the ancient days. That is what Babaji was doing, and that is what is now science is agreeing to it.
So how can we charge that pineal gland?
Oh, it's only through sun gazing. The easiest method is through sun gazing. In the ancient days, the pineal gland was charged. By drilling a hole, moment baby was born. That practice was in Peru. But nowadays we cannot drill a small hole the moment anyone is born because it will be considered as an inhuman practice. But through sun gazing, we can definitely do it.
But babies have that opening when they're born anyway. The skulls have not come together, the bones, right?
No, but that was the practice in the ancient days. It's very difficult for us to explain why it was being done, but it is believed it was done just to charge the pineal gland.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe... Okay, how are you doing on time, okay? Do you believe that... we are evolving the human race, or is the sun the same? People say we're moving into a new time, new acceleration. Do you believe that whole thing?
Well, I don't believe sun is from so many years. It goes on, it will go on. This is, some researchers are bringing out some stories just for the sake of saying to exhibit to the world that they are doing research. There are scientists from many countries who are challenging the ozone theory, the Earth, the global warming, etc. So maybe there's some climatic changes. It's a cyclical thing. Every 10, 15 years it goes on. We need not get scared on that.
One other thing that I wanted to ask you was, you know, you also from Kerala, which is the home of Ayurvedic medicine, and Amma. What's your connection with Amma, the hugging saint?
No, I have no connection except that she belongs to my same place. We meet sometimes. That's all. We know each other. We have no other connection. She is doing her job. I am doing my job.
What do you think of her job?
Oh, I do not make comments on what other people are doing, but she has a lot of followers. And so everything, she is spreading good messages. I am also spreading good messages for human welfare. Both are doing work for human welfare.
Okay, I understand that. But in this new time, this new epoch, you're saying really we don't need any gurus because the sun is our main source of teaching and energy. Talk a little bit about that and we'll wrap it up.
A guru system, I am not in favor of it because guru is within us. Nobody can help us. They can only guide us. As long as you cling to the feet of somebody and feel that he can salvage you, we will be nowhere. So I am not in favor of guru system at all. I just say guru is within us. Awaken the guru, the capacities that are within us. So I have no guru and I do not want to be guru of anyone.
What about enlightenment? Tell me about enlightenment.
Oh, enlightenment, you are put on a road to enlightenment through sun gazing because it is the brain that activates and when brain opens out 100%, it is enlightenment.
Kundalini?
Kundalini also get awakened, the chakras also get awakened. Everything happens in a silent way and a peaceful way.
That's okay, we just... So is there anything now you've developed this technology, you're living, you're traveling all over the world, you're spreading this beautiful knowledge. Is there anything you want for yourself? What do you want to do?
No, I do not know anything for myself. My mission is human welfare and world peace, and that is going ahead, and that is what my traveling, I go ahead with that.
Nothing else left? Where are you off to? Where are you traveling to? What stops are you missing?
No, nothing stops. Whenever people call me, I go to places and give lectures.
Where are you going
now? Oh, next time I'm going to India and I'll be traveling in India and Far Eastern countries.
And then you come back?
And I come back to the United States in the month of last week of May or first week of June.
And you just give a teaching to
us? Yeah, same thing. Well, I just give lectures. That's my job. It's the simplest practice. It's only 2 hours. Anyone can hear me, lecture, question answers, and it gets through the practice.
Are you still sun gazing?
Oh, yeah, I do sun gazing whenever possible. But it's not a must for me, but still I do it because I like the sun.
And you're not drinking any water?
I don't drink, I take solid foods, but I do take liquids, pure liquids.
And but mostly you get your energy
from the sun? Oh, yes, definitely, it is from the sun.
Is it best to be naked in the sun?
If it is possible, when the warmness of the sun, when sun is mild, it's better to have less clothes, better to be naked and warm the body, then you can get rid of a lot of diseases.
And the Gayatri Mantra, is that important or not?
Oh, mantras are not so important while doing it. It is the practice. Mantras only suggest what to do, and so Gayatri Mantra also suggests to activate the brain. Chanting of Gayatri Mantra does not help by itself unless you practice it in your day-to-day life.
Mantras are signs of sound vibrations.
Yes, mantras are signs of sound vibrations, signs of sound vibrations. Also, we can call it as formulas of signs. In every mantra, the science is hidden.
But we don't need it if we have the sun.
Pardon?
We don't need mantras if we have the sun.
Oh, yes, definitely. If sun is there, we don't require any other thing, the mantras or anything.
But when do we need the mantra? When?
Oh, mantras are just to convey you the science hidden in it. They are just formulas when you get the results. then you don't repair the formula afterwards. So your mantras are just to hint at how things can be reached.
And yantras, what's the purpose?
Oh, yantras are the instruments that are used, you know. For now, for sun, you use crystal, you use prism, you use pyramid. They are all the yantras. The extra mediums are known as yantras in the oriental languages.
And it helps build energy.
Oh, yeah, that's all. It's a human psychology, you know. If you are mentally weak to accept sun directly, then in an indirect way, you accept it.
And salt, do you need salt at all? Like special salt?
No, I don't think, you know, there are so many things going on. People take special salts and all those things. But as one sun is with you, you don't require anything else.
But how long can a human being live?
Oh, he can live as long as he wishes, you know. That is how there were people living with long lives in ancient days.
And how long?
It depends on you. There are records showing people live for 5,000 years, 7,000 years in the past. All those possibilities are there. And it's only when you wish you die. Otherwise, you can continuously go on living.
How long do you want to be here?
As long as my mission goes on, I wish to live. Things are to be seen how things develop. And I think I will live longer, much longer than what people live now.
Well, you're doing a great mission, and I think it's very important what you're spreading around the planet, and it's taking, people will, if they could take a chance, if they will just go out, from what I hear from here, Hira, it's start with 10 seconds staring at the setting sun or the rising sun, and increase every day by 10 seconds, and maximum will get you in 9 months to 45 minutes. And that's the maximum you need at 270 days. And you have the sun in you. You have that regenerated charge of energy in you. It is worth taking the risk. You have nothing to lose. It's free. It's free. Do you just want to outline just briefly what happens in the first 3 months and then next 3 months?
When you start sun gazing, first 2 months, the health of your eye improves, better vision, diseases of the eye go away. By third month, you are getting perfect mental health. By 6 months, you are getting liberated from all physical problems, the diseases. And at 9 months, you will start living without a traditional food. And you get spiritual health also.
It's great stuff. And I'm interested in what people's experiences are. If they go out and do that, I think I will do it myself. I recommend people getting in touch with me and giving me some feedback. I'll post it on my website, newrealities.com or newrealities.tv. You can email me also at newrealities@earthlink.net. Please give your website and information about you.
Well, my website is solarhealing.com and my email ID, Hira, H-I-R-A, Ratan, R-A-T-A-N, M-A-N-E-K, Manek, Hira Ratan Manek, use it as one word, hiraratanmanek@yahoo.com, and I reply all emails regularly.
Okay, I think, any closing words? Because I think you have been blessed with this work in the world, so it's like, why you think? Why you?
Oh, it is because God's order that I am working, so it's all I'm doing for human welfare and world peace.
So what's special about it? Why you like it?
Oh, that it depends. Some things, you know, some special energies do come to somewhere, and we do not know why things happen. You know, it's a very difficult question to be answered.
Okay. Thank you so much, Hira, for all the work you're doing, and your website is sungazing.
SolarHealing.com.
Please look it up. I think this is truly amazing technology. I'm going to say good night. This is a bit of an abbreviated New Reality show. Look for me next week, a half an hour earlier at 7 p.m. California time, 10 p.m. New York time. This is New Realities with Alan Steinfeld, and I welcome all your emails at newrealities@earthlink.net, and definitely check out my website about events around the city and the country, newrealities.com. Thank you all for listening, and you can play that music in the background, Seth, and we will say good night for now. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Hira, for being a guest. Bye.
Yeah.